Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. News listeners, welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 8th of April 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, and we got it for you like we always do in about 5 minutes. Well, this took Apple long enough, but you might remember back at WWDC 2020. Remember they said they would open up Find My Network to third-party devices? Well, finally, it's here. There's actually a new app from a company that suggests that the change is coming soon. That's because Apple pushed the Find My Certification Assistant to the App Store. Basically, what happens, the software allows the made-for-iPhone licenses to test their hardware for use on Apple's Find My Network. Once that's done, they can submit the results they collect to Apple, and from there, they get their certification. So no, there's no apps that are officially integrated yet with Find My, but one has to think, with the certification out there, we might be seeing some pretty soon. Oh, the death of the LG smartphone division. And I'm sure a lot of you out there that just purchased an LG smartphone are thinking, wow, what a mistake that was. Wonder if I'll get an Android 12 update by chance. Well, according to LG, yeah, some phones will, though I wouldn't really hold your breath. LG says they will continue to offer Android OS updates, and some will actually get that upgrade to Android 12. Yes, this is pretty much all part of LG's press release, you know, saying they're getting out of the cell phone business, but they'll continue to support them, at least for a little while. Because we don't know how long support will actually last. According to the Korean website from LG itself, they actually mentioned that some models will get the Android 12 OS upgrade. Though there also is a little small print there that says that this is subject to change without prior notice, and that some updates might actually vary depending on your region. Gotta be said though, wouldn't be the first time you wouldn't get an update from an LG smartphone. They weren't exactly reliable in the past either when they were actually making the things. And more than likely, if Android 12 does come to some smartphones, it's only going to be the ones you paid out the butt for. E3 is coming this summer in virtual. Yeah, as we all probably knew, E3 gonna be digital this time around. They say they'll be back next year. Well, let's just hope that will happen. The E3 2021 event will take place between June 12th and 15th, and according to them, will be a free, reimagined, all-virtual event. Looks like the big companies, though, at least most of them, will be on board for the E3 event this year, such as Nintendo, Xbox, Capcom, Take-Two Interactive, Warner Brothers is there. One thing, though, that we're not seeing, Sony. Yeah, I don't know what Sony's up to. Actually, people have asked Sony, are you going to be at E3? No comment. Though it is a long time between now and June, so maybe they'll have a change of heart. Well, Amazon's pretty much full on board now with Zoom. So I guess Facebook said, yeah, I guess we better be too with our portal. So folks out there that do have a Facebook portal TV, well, now you can do Zoom on there too. Plus, they've added GoToMeeting as well, alongside BlueJeans and, of course, WebEx. They were actually already there from the start. By the looks of it, it seems that Facebook kind of caved under pressure, maybe. At least with the new additions, portal TV will be a lot more useful to a lot more people now, particularly the ones that, yes, are still stuck at home. Of course, having Zoom on portal now has its advantages and, of course, disadvantages. The advantage being it could be on a big screen now. The disadvantage is it could be on a big screen now. All depends on how well that meeting's actually going. And finally, speaking of Facebook, you can't talk about Facebook without talking about Mr. Zuck. Especially when Mr. Zuck is using the competition. Ah, what am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about their rival Signal. Very similar to Facebook's WhatsApp, but apparently Mark thought, well, let's give this a whirl. Now, to all fairness with Mr. Zuckerberg, this sort of, shall we say, reveal, he actually had no idea it was probably going to happen. It was actually the cybersecurity researcher Dave Walker that actually disclosed this via Twitter, of course. He actually exposed the first few numbers of Zuckerberg's phone number and pretty much just sent it out there that, yeah, he uses Signal. There's even a little tongue-in-cheek comment there saying, see, Mark Zuckerberg also respects his own privacy by using a chat app that has end-to-end encryption. As far as Mr. Zuckerberg's comments, well, there hasn't been any. Something also tells me, too, old Dave Walker, yeah, Zuck might have unfriended you by now as well. You got a story? No one else is listening? Well, we'd love to. Send it our way. BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Our website, conveniently located at BritishTechNetwork.com. That is where you can get subscribed to the news show. You can also support the news show over there. If you love what we do here on this show, we really do need your support to keep it going. BritishTechNetwork.com/subscriptions, literally for as little as $5 a month. You can do your part and help keep the news show on the air. And those of you that do contribute each and every month, I want to thank you so very much for your support. We couldn't survive without you. Of course, we're on Facebook at British Tech Network, or if you like Twitter better, well, we're there too, at British Tech. But please come on over to our BTN community. We'd love for you to be a part of it, so do it now. Just head to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your Friday edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will be happening. But until then, have a fantastic Thursday. Thank you, as always, for listening.